Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always so grateful to have you with me. I think about sometimes when I'm recording these that there are people out there that are hearing these words. They're growing in their faith. They're growing in their knowledge of the Lord. And that's really the goal of this, that we grow together in the Lord. It's so much fun to read these things and then to really experience them again for myself. So I'm learning as you're learning, and the Lord is blessing both of us. And we want to go to Him in prayer and ask Him to bless our time in His Word together. So join with me if you will. Heavenly Father, it is a joy to know that You're always teaching. You're wanting us to grow because it's for our benefit. Lord, You know these things. You know how to live these things. And Lord, You want us to be able to live in that same manner, to be blessed according to Your perfect plan and will. So we submit ourselves to You today. We yield ourselves to Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth so that our ways will be pleasing unto You. And we bless You today as we study Your Word again and give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Without Wax, and it's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 10. When Paul the Apostle told the church at Philippi that he prayed for their love to abound more and more, he had several reasons for doing so. In chapter 1 and verse 10 of Philippians, we discover what those reasons are and how he desired that they be without wax. We read, "That you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense, till the day of Christ." The verse begins, "that you may approve things that are excellent." The first reason Paul desired that the love of the church in Philippi was to abound is so they may approve, which means to test, examine, prove, or scrutinize, to see whether a thing is genuine or not, as metals, to recognize as genuine after examination, to approve, deem worthy, things that are excellent. Excellent things were those which would draw them to distinguish between good and evil, lawful and unlawful, to approve of the things that excel, and to differ from one. These things would surpass or excel other things that were available to those within the church. The verse goes on to say that you may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. In addition to approving things that are excellent, Paul desired for the church's love to abound more and more that they may be sincere, which is derived from the Greek word ilikrines, which means pure, sincere, unsullied, found pure when unfolded and examined by the sun's light. The idea is without wax, which Paul took from a common occurrence from his day. Sculptures were quite common throughout the Roman Empire in the days of Paul. However, not all of those who made these sculptures were as proficient as they should have been. Sometimes in the managing of their work, they would chip off a nose accidentally, or perhaps an ear would disappear because of a wrong chisel move. When this occurred, the sculptor would simply make a mixture of marble dust and wax, form the nose or the ear, place it back on the sculpture, and sell it in the marketplace. The unsuspecting buyer would only later notice the mistake when the hot sun came out and melted the wax all over the head. Paul desired that those within the church in Philippi be sincere, which means real, without wax and without offense until the day of Christ, which meant until Jesus was to return again. If we were able to be examined by others, would they deem us as without wax? Or would they suspect that we are not nearly as sincere as we seem to be? Maybe the heat of the sun in the form of a trial would easily expose and reveal that there are a few flaws in us. Paul's idea was that the love of the Philippian church should continue to abound more and more so that they would be able to approve excellent things. Be sincere, be without offense until Jesus returns. Perhaps his desire for them should be one to which we should aspire as well, and simply be real and without wax until the Lord comes to take us home to be with him. Next time, we will see what Paul says of what the church in Philippi should be full of. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.